Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
And that is Jazz Set. It airs Sundays at 2 o'clock right here on WCBE. We're live in Studio A with the Yonder Mountain String Band, and they blend bluegrass with rock and roll. They're one of the most successful bluegrass, newgrass jam bands on the music scene today, and they are here live with us during the Global Village. They are live at the LC as well tonight. Doors for the show are at 8 o'clock, and tickets are selling fast, so get yours now. I'll talk to the band about their latest release called The Show, their upcoming spring tour, and their new website, yondermountainlive.com. But first, we're going to give our listeners a little taste of what's in store for tonight's show. Again, they're live from Studio A. It's the Yonder Mountain String Band. Welcome, guys.
Good afternoon, music lovers. Here's a little new scene.
Strangest thoughts the other day. We were rolling down the same street, yes, head the same way. I saw you slip and fall, but I didn't lay on the head. Couldn't shake that old time number that was running through my head. Hell, honey, when you come back round, you better say prayers, better kiss the ground. I'm a ragdoll peeping in your window shade. Hell, honey, when you come back round, you better say your prayers, better kiss the ground. Yes, Jenny, I'm leaving on the first thing smoking. Thank you. same way. I saw you slip and fall, but I didn't land there. Yeah, check those old-time numbers from a running and rolling, rolling and moving through my hair. Well, honey, when you come back round, you better say your prayers, better kiss the ground. I'm a rag doll peeping in your window shade. Kiss the back. Yes, Jenny, I'm leaving on the first thing smoking.
Live from Studio A, it's the Yonder Mountain String Band. They perform tonight at the LC. It's really nice to have you guys all here.
Well, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Brunch with Yonder. Welcome to Brunch with Yonder Mountain.
Your public radio voice.
I'm here for you.
Well, your latest release, The Show, was issued in September 2009. It's your fifth studio album, your second album produced by rock producer Tom Rothrock.
That's right.
Who also produced albums by Beck, Elliott Smith, the Foo Fighters. And I was wondering why you chose a producer who traditionally works with rock bands to produce a bluegrass album.
I think to just give a different sense of what is possible. You know, as far as when we were first recording studio records, we went in with the intention to be the best little bluegrass band we could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we are. You know, we are a bluegrass band. We play a rock band. We play all these different kind of mentalities when we play on stage, and we wanted to kind of bring that into the studio. And Tom kind of helped make that transition happen. You know, he really he helped us tap into different places we might not have gone. You know,
mm-hmm. So. And that's why you titled it The Show, because it refers to the fact that you have to see the band live to fully understand your music.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, if you get the combination of two things. You get the combination of two things. You know, you get the music on stage and the music via record. You know,
mm-hmm. So. And how would you say that you break the traditional format? I mean, you have a traditional lineup outside of just infusing those rock elements or those newgrass elements. Is there anything else that you do to break that format?
Yeah, you know, we. Well, we've been employing to our advantage, you know, like amps and feedback and stuff like that, which is definitely not something in the traditional bluegrass manner or in the bluegrass template. Also, I think our songwriting and lyrics kind of follow a sort of different progression than what I would call standard bluegrass modes of thought.
Well, and you wrote all of the tracks. Yonder, you guys wrote all of the tracks on the show, correct?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Okay, and who does one person do the majority of the writing, or is it?
I usually do all the songwriting. I handle all. No, I'm totally kidding. No, we've always, since the inception of the band 11 some odd years ago, we all write collectively. We write something separate from the group and bring it in, and then a couple years ago, we started messing around with writing in pairs and writing together, and so, you know, it's really a collective kind of a thing that occurs. It's not like you've got one primary songwriter who kind of that his idea carries through, you know, pretty much the whole thing. We've got so many different ideas, which I think makes it such an interesting when people say, wow, you sound so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And usually interesting can mean bad. But I take interesting to mean that we have a lot of contributors to what makes us sound like we do.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, it's very interesting. It's like when you eat a fish you're not really into. How was it? Oh, that was interesting.
And why don't you introduce the band? You just said so.
Well, I'm Jeff Austin over here on the mandolin, and I'm just glad to be here. Remember, traffic and weather on the eights. Adam Agela plays guitar. David Johnston is our banjo player. I'm pointing like you can see them. And Ben Kaufman on the big old upright stick bass. Our drummer couldn't make it today. Pete is currently over in England. We had the great opportunity on this record to play with a great guy named Pete Thomas,
mm-hmm.
who plays drums for the past 30 years with Elvis Costello and the Attractions and the Imposters and whatever kind of band he creates. And Pete's always there. You know, he's playing on that spectacle show that Elvis has on the IFC channel.
Mm-hmm.
He plays drums on there. It was pretty neat watching him back up Bono the other day, you know. So, but he's a great guy, Pete. We've learned a lot of lessons from him, and great, great road stories as well.
Now he plays on six of the tracks.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet him? How did you strike up a conversation with him?
Just trolling the streets of L.A. for a drummer, you know. It's amazing what a van and some candy will do. No, no. We met him through our relationship with Tom Rothrock.
Okay.
We were working on the record a couple years ago, and he said, we were trying to figure out a drummer. And he said, oh, you know, I know a drummer. Let me make a call. And next thing we know, we're standing with, you know, the guy whose drums you can hear on the radio multiple times a day, every single day, no matter where you go around the world. So.
Now, what about during your live shows when you play those six tracks and obviously, you know, Pete isn't with you? How do you fill in for him?
We rearrange them. And pretty much everything that we do is rearrangeable to a lot of different, you know, sounds or styles. So it's pretty easy to rearrange them for, you know, sans drums.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, some of them I prefer the sound of them with drums. Some of them I don't, but they all translate well to the stage. And it's funny too, because after we made the show and we made a record prior to that, as the first time we had percussion on the records, and the fans, it was very. Very into if you're into us, like these fans are very into us,
mm-hmm.
and they have a very personal attachment to what we do. And so everybody started thinking, oh my God, they're gonna start carrying a drummer around, and this is gonna be, you know, that's it,
right.
It's over, you know.
Right.
But it's not. We reassured them that's not gonna happen, and you know, everything sort of like gets its wheels rolling live. We're a live band.
Mm-hmm.
The studio stuff is something that we're able to afford ourselves as an opportunity, but it is about the live show. You know, it's the type of thing too. I was asking a good question. You know, what is it about the band, or how do we judge Yonder Mountain String Band? What do we need to form an opinion? And I said, you got to come to a live show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do it from listening to a record, even if it's a live record.
Sure.
You have to come see it, because there's something that happens with that sort of, you know, mass energy. It's an interesting thing. It's the only thing like it I've ever been a part of.
And our Columbus fans should be really familiar with you guys, because you recorded a part of Mountain Track Volume Number 5 was recorded in July of 2007 at Promo West.
It absolutely right. was.
It was a good show.
It was a great show. It was a great time.
Yes, and a great time headed our listeners' way tonight. Again, they are performing at the LC. Now it's called the LC. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned, because I have a pair of tickets to give away to see Yonder this evening. Well, let's come back, talk more with Yonder Mountain String Band and Adam, Jeff, Ben, and Dave. Let's hear another song before we do that, though. What's this next?
Here's a little number by David Harold Johnston, our worldwide famed banjo player, who we're going to play a tune called Fingerprint.
Thank you.
Live from Studio A, it's the Yonder Mountain String Band. Again, they perform tonight at the LC, and they kick off their spring tour on March 30th in Crystal Bay, Nevada, and conclude on April 11th in Missoula, Montana. Tickets for the tour are currently on sale, and anyone who purchases pre-sale tickets will receive a code at the end of the Cabin Fever tour to download one free show of their choice. And you can find that on the new Yonder Live site. It's yondermountainlive.com. And I was wondering if one of you can tell us a little bit more, our listeners, a little bit more about this new, is it a new live site and what users can find there?
Yeah, it's actually brand new as of Cabin Fever Tour back at the end of January. We started recording every single show, and you know it puts a lot more work for Ben Hines, our front of house engineer. We love the guy; he's one of the greatest sound men ever. And we just started doing that. The site is, as of right now, there's a visually going to be a site coming that's going to look a lot nicer than it is now. It's up and functioning right now. The actual finished product, I believe, will probably be in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And we've had, our shows have been recorded. I, with the exception of maybe a small handful, every show we've ever done has been recorded, which is, it's kind of like I don't know, that was happening back in the day, too. But and a lot of it, with our encouragement, everything was available online. So you can find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, the ones you went to back then, online. We finally decided that we would sort of invest a little bit in quality control, so that now what we have is what they call a matrix mix, which is a separately mixed front of house signal, so it's a very clean signal combined with microphones in the room to create a much more satisfying sound, a more complete sound, and a better sound. So making that available was something we've been thinking about for a long time, and it just sort of seemed like now is a good time as any.
Because you allow tapers, you've always allowed tapers to.
And we still do.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And we still do. People just need to start investing in those great microphones now again.
And how long, because I know you had mentioned that, fans are just, when you added, the drums, people were saying, how is this going to change the sound of the band? I'm sure people want to know, how long after a show does it take for the audio to be posted?
Depending on whether it's a weekend or not, and it's all, until the United States gets universal internet. I'm sure Obama's working on it. It can take anywhere from 24 to 72 hours, but then it's going to be up on the site and available. I don't think anything's taken longer than 72 hours.
Right.
And we're still, first tour with it, mm-hmm. So we're still working out some small kinks as well. But everything's gone really smooth. We've got all, the gear, brand new stuff that's used just for this specific purpose, and it's really good stuff. And our sound guy is doing an amazing job. I was on the phone. I called her manager, mm-hmm. and when you get put on hold, it's funny. Like, hi, this is Ben from Yonder. I want to talk to Chris. Who? No, Ben. From Yonder. It's a band that you guys. Anyway, so can I talk to Chris? Okay, let me see if he's available. Click, and the elevator music comes on, and the first time ever I heard our band, on the elevator music, it was awesome, and I didn't know where it came from. It was a live show. Clearly, I was like, this sounds amazing. Way better than I think we sound. And I'm just jamming to it, and Chris picks up the phone, and I'm like, no, man, I was jamming. Oh, yeah, that's from our new, that's from the last show.
How exciting.
Yeah, and over the telephone, too, it sounded good.
Absolutely.
So I was pretty psyched.
Some good quality there. Yeah. And you mentioned Obama, and do you happen to have a recording posted of your performance at the Democratic National Convention? Because you opened for Barack Obama in 2008.
I'm sure it's up there. The best record, if you want to look for something good, we look for the one where we make Wolf Blitzer have to stop talking. It's clearly he can't concentrate on what he has to do. And so he's, and now we're here down here on the, okay, let's just listen to this bluegrass band. Totally screwed him up, and I'll feather in our cap, boys.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. How was that opening for you know, playing at the Democratic National Convention. I mean, you had to have gotten that phone call, just like when you were listening on hold and heard your music. I mean, what was that phone call like? You know, will you play the convention? I mean, what were you guys screaming? Were you crying? Were you hugging, high-fiving, hitting the rock? You know, what?
No.
We'll turn it over to our politico, Dave Johnston.
I had no emotions. But the stadium mix was better than I thought it was going to be. So,
Invesco.
I like that, man.
Never turned down an opportunity to play a football stadium.
Very nice. Well, speaking of emotions, okay, if you had no emotions about that, which I'm sure you're joking, the tour is going to be a little shorter in length this time because you, Dave, the banjo player, are expecting a baby. Congratulations. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like I've gained some weight. You know, my face and my hips.
He is glowing, though. He is glowing.
He's radiant.
He's just radiant.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, we're psyched over at the Johnston household.
Very nice. Can we ask if it's going to be a boy or a girl? Do you know?
It's going to be a picker. Banjo picker. No, it's a boy.
Okay, very, very cool. Very cool. And so I congratulate you. I can relate. I have a 9-month-old, so a new mom here. So good luck with that.
Oh, yeah.
And
drink coffee.
I got a kitten.
You have a kitten?
Well, I come from a long line of boys.
Very nice. Very nice. They're trying to catch up with you here. Well, besides the new baby and the tour you guys got going on, are there any new projects in the works? Any solo projects?
Oh, yeah. Jeff is going to release a new record with his project called 30 dB.
30 dB. You know, it was funny. As we were in the car coming here, we had the station on, and you started playing some Humphreys McGee music. You were playing Intentions Clear, and I'm putting out a record in April with Brendan Bayless, who plays and sings lead with them. And we just leaked a little bit, so if you go to 30db.net, you get a little leak. These little things will be popping up randomly. But you didn't hear it from me, and you don't know who's in the group.
But you did hear it right here on WCBE.
Right here. Exclusive. The sex of Dave's baby revealed. What records are coming out next? Weather on the 8th.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. And again, they perform live at the LC tonight. Doors are at 8 o'clock. It's rumored that you guys are going to go on right around 9-ish. But
don't believe all these rumors.
Don't believe them.
Rampant flying around in the parking lots.
Public radio, we have no clout here.
You have all the clout. The best radio is public radio.
Very nice.
Hands down.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, if you can't check them out tonight, don't forget, you can always check them out online at yondermountain.com, and you can check out their new website, yondermountainlive.com. So again, thanks for stopping by. We have time for one more song here before we part today. So what's this last one you guys going to do?
We're going to rip it. This is a number by Ben Kaufman called Casualty, and we hope you like it. And thanks for having us. Thanks for spreading the word, and thanks for playing good music.
I thought you said they were just playing Humphreys.
I know. I was just going to say. It's obviously an all-male station.
Take that.
Take that.
I'm just kidding. Good times don't seem to last, and the bad ones fade as fast. Either way, it means the time is flying. Can't recall how I got here. I don't know if I'm thinking clear. It's hard to tell the truth from overlying. The only thing you get from me is time. The dim awareness, something's on my mind. And I'm off from out the door. She wonders why I'm here. I wonder why. I wonder what it is you think you're getting from me. Looking for some kind of grace, and a look that might pass on my face. She don't see it, so she knows that I'll be going. When I'm gone, please understand. Oh, it's just that I'm the kind of man that's learned that you can't stop the wind from blowing. Thing you get from me is time. The dim awareness on things on my mind. And I'm off from out.
the door. She wonders why I'm leaving, and I wonder why she gives me things for free. I wonder what it is you think you're getting from me. I wonder what it is.